This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
This is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Here I am having a nice sunny day, and y'all want to poke the bear. It's too damn early. Y'all
everybody, I warn you, I warn you, pump your today, brakes. Everyone.
It's some things you can't caution me on. And that building and that
Bart
organization
Scott has
one
been
thing. You don't ever question
attacked.
My credentials on that.
He has been attacked. We will explain in a moment. Yes, we are presented, by the way, by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. The Hall of Famer, Jim Kelly, is going to join us in 10 minutes. Oh, yeah, A-list, baby. A-list. That's what we do. Only Hall of Famers on this show. Only Hall of Famers. Alan Faneca yesterday. Jim Kelly coming up in 10 minutes. Stay tuned for that. But we want you also to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. For all of you tweeting at me, hey, can we talk about this? Can we talk about that? Are we going to talk some hockey? I always say the same thing. What we talk about is one thing. But when you call in and you're like, I want to talk to them about this, sports-related, of course, unless it's music, then we'll do that too. Then that's up to you. You are part of the show. Again, that's why you are part of Barton Hahn Nation.
We've had many of
College football is back. So are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville. Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Now, Bart, I'll give you a chance in a minute, but I've got a lot of work to do here. So is the weather looking nasty? Not today, but, you know, you never know in the fall. Don't change your plans. Change your wiper blades. Michelin wiper blades use advanced technology to hug your windshield to channel away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly and drive confidently. Upgrade to Michelin wiper blades at Walmart. So, Bart Scott, let's just go ahead and get right to it, right? Because this is something that has you a little set off, and we will get into other conversations as well.
I ain't set tripping.
But, oh, no? Oh, so you want me to leave it alone?
No, don't leave it alone.
I didn't think so.
I'm not set tripping.
So you yesterday, as you have been, of course, you're always, we can find you on ESPN up and down the dial, as they say. This was on First Take, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were just talking about, this was from First Take.
First Take, yeah.
Right. And you were discussing best quarterbacks and all that other stuff, right? And it was tweeted by someone who just said it might be the craziest thing I've heard all week, where you basically believe that Patrick Mahomes is no longer the best quarterback in the league, right?
Yeah, that's a rented position.
And the reason you said it's Lamar Jackson. And your reasoning is because Lamar Jackson doesn't have any weapons, right?
Right.
Okay.
Just more or less.
So one of Lamar Jackson's weapons kind of took offense to that, and that would be Hollywood Brown,
okay.
Marquise Brown. And he retweeted the person who tweeted the video of you saying that with two laughing emojis, and then he said, his name Bart, what you expect. Yeah. And in the replies is one RG3.
Yeah, see, like this
who also laughing emojis. So let's just begin with...
Let's start backwards.
We can go to your explanation about the quarterback thing quickly.
Okay.
But first, I'm sure you'd like to address the young Hollywood Brown who plays for your Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, because it ain't his. It's actually mine. So all he has to do, if he want to figure out what my credentials are...
Why don't you look at the camera?
Or see how verified I am, just walk down the hallways that, you know, I don't know how often you go upstairs where they keep the real posters of the people that meant something for that organization. But when you walk down that hallway, you're going to see pictures of me, homeboy. Like, and they've been there since I left. Like, your pictures are just part of the catch of the week. They do that to make you feel good. But, you know, eventually they give those away to all the players at the end of the year. Mine stayed. So, listen, this talk about blood in the soil, DNA, you know what I'm saying? I built bricks. I added bricks to that legacy over there. So, don't ever come at me, bro. So, it's all good. I understand. You got to defend yourself. But what I was talking about was really more about Lamar Jackson and his greatness, not the fact that you aren't a number one, which you aren't. But, you know, in this league, what you have to realize and understand is you have to have self-awareness. And the fact that they went out and they drafted Rashad Bateman lets you know that they're not sold on you as a number one. That's okay. There's been plenty of number twos in this league. But my statement remains the same, and it stays correct. Like, not only am I verified in Baltimore, I'm verified by anybody that ever played from the 11 years that I played about what I stood for. And what I'm not going to do is just lie to make you feel good. The truth of the matter is Lamar does more with less than anybody. Like, within your conference, you would not start over anybody in that conference. That's just the facts. You wouldn't start over Jamar Chase. You wouldn't start over T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. You wouldn't start over Pittsburgh's receivers. You damn sure ain't starting over Beckham and Landry. So, like, where's the lie? Like, I can continue to go if you want, if you want to keep going there. Would you start for a terrific time? Nah. I probably think Evans, they good on Evans, your cousin, Antonio Brown, and you would probably be the fifth receiver there. But then we can go to Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods. That's a no as well. We can go to Justin Herbert, and we can say, okay, well, you're not starting over Williams, or you're not starting over Keenan Allen. Okay. You want to go to Kyler Murray, A.J. Green, Hopkins? That'll be another no. You want to go to Patrick Mahomes? Well, maybe he'll let you play with Patrick Mahomes, but if Sammy Walker's still there, we know that's not right. Dak Prescott? No. Josh Allen and his squad? No. Emmanuel Sanders, Beasley, Diggs? So listen, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. What I was trying to do is build up Lamar Jackson. And maybe a byproduct of that is I pushed you down a little bit, young fella, and your feelings are hurt. And that's part of your defense mechanism. But come on, man. My name is Bartholomew. Yes. And Bartholomew will get an interview anywhere. Marquise, you might not get called back sometimes, bro. So, you know, Hollywood, unless you're going to be one of the Chippendale dancers or something like that, that ain't going to get you nowhere anywhere, man, because your career so far has been anything but Hollywood. It's been more Bollywood than anything, but it's okay. But if you want to clap back, and listen, I see you. Be very careful. Like right now, you start off a new career, RG3. Don't make me at you, because your qualifications as an NFL player, let's not pull up your resume. So I'll leave that at that. But you just sipped tea in Baltimore. You actually didn't play or do anything to help other than hold, make sure that the bubbles was rinsed off Lamar Jackson's back. So I'll leave that at that.
Remember, RG3 does work for us here. So.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to, you know.
Paths could cross.
And I mean, listen. I understand.
I'm sure there's
you
just,
wanna,
it's all in fun. It's all in fun. Right, it's all in fun. And I'm sure
that's
all.
I'm the clapback king.
Yes.
So we can clap back.
I wanted to give you that opportunity. Again, I'm sure what you know.
This is what it was about Lamar.
What Marquise was doing was just trying to make a joke of it.
Defense,
but at your, of course, expense. And what you're saying is what I was doing was talking about the quarterback, not you.
Yeah.
And the point you were making is pretty factually accurate when you're putting it up against the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But can I just push back now? By the way, that was Straight Talk, right? By Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise, because that was really Straight Talk. I'm going to push back because I heard you say it again today on Get Up.
Okay.
And my only pushback is this. Tom Brady is the greatest of all time.
Yes. Is
that arguable?
Yes.
Okay,
no,
greatest of all time. He's still in the league. I just feel like as long as you're still in the league, how could anyone be better than you?
Well, it's the LeBron, I mean? this LeBron debate,
it's the LeBron
right?
debate.
It's the LeBron debate.
But I think it's fair to say that as long as you are still – Tom Brady isn't Michael Jordan Wizards, like Wizards Jordan.
Yeah.
This is still a guy who won a Super Bowl and is a great player and is on pace for like 6,000 yards, right?
Yeah.
So that's the only thing. When you say Mahomes isn't any longer because they're having a down year and you know it's not the same, you can say that. And Lamar has been fantastic. But I just feel like as long as Tom Brady is still playing at a high level, he's the GOAT. So just by default, he's always going to be the best quarterback in the game. No?
Well, I had him in my top five.
Yeah, of course.
I had him in my top five.
But you didn't have him in your top one. That's my point.
Right. Well, I can't have him at top one because, you know, even though Tom Brady is doing something maybe potentially that we've never seen before, maybe going to throw for 6,000, I know we have the extra game.
Right.
But I don't think that's sustainable. For me, Lamar Jackson has an opportunity to do something that could never be done, right? Eventually, somebody can come and challenge Tom Brady's record if he throws for 6,000. Somebody can challenge it pretty soon. I think it'll be a long time before anybody challenges what Lamar Jackson can possibly put up, 5,000 yards passing and over 1,000 yards rushing. So that's what I'm saying.
Good point.
That's a different combination. That's a different type of – we've never seen that in this league. Right, this dude is, you know, he has 1,800 yards by himself between passing and rushing.
And
that's more than half the league.
And that's your point.
Period.
And that's what I mean. And that's why I don't want to, because I'm a huge, as I've stated, I think a million times, a huge fan of Lamar Jackson. And I don't want to take away from the argument you're making because it is a great argument.
Like special seasons.
What he's doing. Now, I mean, he does have a great tight end who's a really
good. That's one player.
Right.
But he doesn't have his starting left tackle.
Agree.
He lost his franchise tackle to Kansas City.
Right.
He doesn't have his three running
right.
backs.
His whole backfield.
And his
gone.
Receiving core would probably be like 15, 16, 17, as far as when you talk about.
It's fair. Until Bateman is available.
But even when Bateman is available, you're still not going to put him above Russell Wilson weapons. You're still not going to put him above Tom Brady weapons. You're okay. not going to put him above Kyler Murray
no,
weapons.
You named
that.
You went eight deep before, like, you know, and yeah. you could have probably kept going.
And
but
I
you
even,
went with,
yeah, I didn't even go Seattle but on
you
on,
were, yeah, right. You never
Lockett
mentioned
and Metcalf.
You were mentioning the best quarterbacks in the game right now and who they have. And you every single one you mentioned, everyone, you're like, yeah, that's true. Right. That's true. It's. Remember how we played Pick Your Poison?
Yeah.
Right? Well, we could similarly do that like this. Pick Your Poison. Would you take the Ravens receiving group or – and how many teams do you go through before you say, okay, I'll take the Ravens?
Right.
I think that's a fair thing to say. And, of course, again, Marquise Brown took it very personal. Yeah. But it doesn't make it wrong.
Careful,
but I'm being very semantical about it, I guess, when I say Tom Brady is considered the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
So while he's still upright and playing and playing well – it's not like he's not Wizards Jordan. So while he's there, well, he just by default should be at number one.
For me, we talk about MVP. It's not always who has the most numbers. I'm speaking it from his pure sense. Like, who's the most valuable to their team?
And again, that's why you bring up the running aspect and all
the
things he brings to the game
right now. He's their best
running
back, and he's responsible for their receiving yards and the best running back on their squad.
Yeah, well, it's a great argument, and it's an enjoyable one, of course. And let's bring in an expert. Why not bring in an expert?
We got to go.
With Hall of Fame credentials, who certainly can probably break this tie between us, and that is Jim Kelly, the great Jim Kelly, who joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. How we doing?
Good. How y'all doing?
All right. I don't know if you caught some of that argument, but I was curious if you had an opinion on it. Is Bart's feeling is that this year, Mahomes, who's been kind of the guy, the best quarterback in the league, he's held that for a couple of years here, that he feels like he's not there this year. He feels it's Lamar Jackson for all he's doing with a bit of a lack of weapons. And my argument is, well, as long as Tom Brady is still Tom Brady and in the league.
Well, tell the GOAT the whole truth. What I'm saying is GOAT. I prefer to call you GOAT. But when you talk about it, I'm talking about my top five, right? Mahomes isn't in my top five. I have Aaron Rodgers. I have Tom Brady. I have Lamar Jackson. I have Dak Prescott. And I have Josh Allen, of course. You know, like I say, the GOAT status and the number one quarterback is fluid, right? It depends on what you look for. But that is a position and a title to me that is leased, not owned. Because some people who have had very special seasons doesn't make that mean that they're the better quarterback overall. But that just means for this year, this is the best player at that position in the league.
At this time.
Right.
At this time, a quarter away through the season.
Yes.
I'd have to agree with you. It's hard not to put Patrick Mahomes up here, but I'll tell you what, he has struggled a little bit. He's not the same as he was last year, and I would never, ever count him out. But for me right now, Josh Allen and Tom Brady are top two on my list. You look at the whole thing. Lamar Jackson is playing unbelievable. He's just such a great, great athlete, as Josh Allen is. But I'd put 1A and 1B, Tom Brady and Josh Allen, but Lamar, maybe 1C. So those three guys right now are probably the top. But it's hard to put a Tom Brady at his age and what he's doing. You just watch everything. Watch every time he draws back. Everything is so simple.
Mm-hmm.
His drop back, his back foot, everything's timing, boom, boom, boom. It's hard not to say he's one of the – well, without a doubt, I feel he's the greatest to ever play the game. But even at 44, he's one of the, you know, without a doubt, top three.
This is barroom type of chatter, right? Because I'm sure you was a part of this, right? When the argument was who was the best quarterback, Jim Kelly, Dan Marino, Joe Montana, right? Warren Moon, right?
Yeah.
So we've experienced this argument, this debate. Now, I'm just so happy that –
Jim was
that,
part
that,
of it
that,
at one time.
Yeah,
now we're asking
right.
him to make it a decision,
that the
right.
position goes so deep when you think about it, right? Because we can add Justin Herbert to it. We can add Kyler Murray to it. I think the quarterback position – is in the best place it's been since your era.
Since their era, yeah.
Totally 100% agree with that. I was on a show, my show this morning in Buffalo, and we talked exactly about that. Not identical, but I started, you know, pointing out the guys that I played, you know, with. In the AFC only. I mean, it was me, Marino, Elway, Boomer Esiason, Bernie Kosar, Warren Moon, and then you had the other division. I mean, there's some really good Randall Cunningham, Joe Montana, and then of course then Steve Young came out, you know, taking over after Montana. So I'm just mentioning probably a handful right there. There's so many more great quarterbacks back then. And you just mentioned, you know, Herbert and a few other guys. This year, there's a lot of great quarterbacks. And it's going to come down to what quarterbacks are going to stay healthy through a 17-game schedule. We shall see.
Yeah, that's actually the big part of it, certainly, as well. The great Jim Kelly joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. With that in mind, and you mentioned Josh Allen, and, you know, Bart and I were talking about this, how long it takes a franchise to find that, like since you, I mean, they had you guys had all that great success, four straight Super Bowls, all that stuff, and then you wait so long to get the next one. Now, the Packers get lucky. They are able to get the next one pretty quick. The Colts were able to do it. Certain franchises can find that next one pretty quickly, but for a lot of them, mentioned Dan Marino. How long has it taken the Miami Dolphins to find the next Dan Marino? The Jets have been waiting since Joe Namath to find the next, you know, quarterback for them as well. So you just see how long it takes. And we were thinking of this question, and I wonder, you more than anyone could probably answer this because you also played for a great coach. Does it take the great quarterback to lift a franchise, or does it take a great franchise with a coach and everything to develop a quarterback? Because I think Buffalo was such a perfect place for Josh Allen on many levels. They got the right GM, they got the right coach, they had stability, they bring him in, and then they do the slow build, which has gotten them to this point. Whereas in New York, they had in the same draft Sam Darnold, and they've gone to now three coaches. They end up moving him, but you make a bad decision on a coach, it sets you back, and now he's off somewhere else and you're resetting. Do you see the difference there? So which is it? Is it the great quarterback will lift the franchise, or is it the great franchise that lifts the quarterback?
I think it's a little bit of both, and the reason I say that is it depends on, like, where you are drafting. Usually, as we well know, when you are a very bad team, you're going to get the top quarterback that comes out in that draft. And not everybody hits it off. And the thing about that is you are only – and I know it's an old cliche – you're only as good as the guys you have around him. And good example, you were talking about the Buffalo Bills. Think of Brian Daboll. He knows what to do. He knows his strong points. They went out and got Diggs. They went out and got Sanders. Yeah. They went out and got him. They got Dawson Knox, who's stepping up now. It takes people around you, because there's a lot of guys I thought were going to be a pretty good quarterback or a great quarterback, and then it just did not fit into the system that they had implemented on that team. And the coach had known what to go for, what you need, and having the guys feel good about going to that team. Do you think players 10 years ago wanted to come and play for the Buffalo Bills? No, they did not want to do it. But recently you get a Diggs who saw what Buffalo had, where they were going. He signed. You get Sanders who saw what he had. They knew they need that extra receiver. They got him. Good example, if I just go back to when I was playing, is we knew that we had good receivers. And, you know, Andre Reed being a great one, Don Beebe, we needed that extra guy. They went out and got James Lofton, a Hall of Famer. When we got James, our game stepped up. Now we have a guy that can go deep. You need the full repertoire in order to make sure that you move on into the playoffs and you get better as a team. And it takes a good general manager to understand and see that talent in different individuals, not only in a draft, but also in free agency. So we've been very blessed. It took us a long time, but we now are getting players that want to play for the Buffalo Bills, and not so much before. No, I don't want to go there. I'd rather go to another team. So we're at the situation right now where the Bills are for real. I love it. It's early in the season, as Bart, as you well know, and we'll see what happens. But I'm excited about what we have.
Yeah, it was built right, and that's the thing. And then suddenly it doesn't feel so cold up there. And I don't mind the cold to go play for a franchise like that, no doubt about it. Hey, Jim, it's great to catch up with you. Your insight is so valuable. Appreciate the time. All the best.
The GOAT!
My best to you guys. God bless y'all. And last thing I got to say is, let's go, Buffalo!
All right. No jumping through tables, though, at least Not today, but on Sundays all the time. The great Jim Kelly. Good insight.
You think about what that offense was all about.
K-Gun, baby.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It was like a modern offense of today. Like, that offense could still put up points in today's game as well. That's a testament to the mind of the coach, yeah, Marv Levy.
Marv Levy, the great. Again, that's how you build it, of course, and they are certainly doing it there.
Ha-ha, Patriots, find your quarterback.
Meanwhile, coming up, more on Kyrie Irving, including now he has finally spoken, so we finally got to hear what he had to say regarding his stance to sit out. Did he change opinions with his words? I'll tell you that he changed mine. And we will explain that next after Bart has this from Vivid Seats.
Football season's back, baseball playoffs right around the corner, and best of all, well, they're not around the corner, they're here, damn it! But best of all, it is safe to return to live events, which means you can actually be there and see all the action with Vivid Seats. From the seats from the 50-yard line to a bird's eye view to parking passes, being there is all that matters. And get this, with Vivid Seats Rewards, you can earn rewards like free tickets. All you have to do is collect the stamps, redeem, and repeat. It's that easy. So grab your tickets today and cheer on your favorite team from the stands. VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, experience it live. Hollywood Brown.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
You are
out of
so...
control. We're all out of control. Oh, I forgot. I know we're back on. I'm not plugged in.
You better plug in.
Whoopsies.
Got music for you. Yeah, this is that day. Mm. You can just feel it.
Careful, Robert.
All right. You got your clap back.
Careful.
Yes. If you missed it, check the podcast, everyone. Yes. Like, what's the best way to handle that? Do we just take the video of you responding to Hollywood Brown, and instead of like creating like a separate On the Bart Han, you know, account, or you just drop it in the replies?
Yeah, we should drop it in the same reply of the dude that put the video of me saying it.
Like, I'm going to leave this right here.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to leave that right there.
Simple as that.
I can tell exactly what a picture of me destroying Ben Roethlisberger where they thought he was dead. You know what I'm saying? I can tell you exactly where it is. It's right by the front desk. I know they remodel because I'm always over there, son. I got better access there, and you work there currently. Well, maybe tell Val to come down there and put you on punishment.
We are Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. So we talked a lot at length about Kyrie Irving yesterday, both of us with strong opinions on what was a report that came out. And again, to be clear, and I can't stand having to do this, but in radio, you have to repeat a lot of things because there's always a new audience. So I'm repeating again. Our stance yesterday about Kyrie Irving had nothing to do with his choice. He has a choice. Has nothing to do with that. Our stance was about a report that came out that said that he's trying to be a voice for the voiceless and taking sort of this, you know, trying to be a leader and leaving the team sort of as a secondary thing, which Bart, you as an athlete, myself, we both just look at it like, but you have a job to do and, you know, people can't relate to it. So anyway, that's the point we were trying to make. But as I listened and watched his IG live where he went for about 20 minutes to explain everything to people, which clearly then that means the peons in the media do matter because there were a lot of opinions that he was trying to respond to. But I felt like I was listening to somebody who was confused, conflicted, and really desperately seeking He wanted people to just not understand him, because I don't think he understands. Like, I think it was meandering. Like, you could hear, he just sounded very confused and desperate. And I started to feel bad for him. And I felt bad about some of the things I said yesterday about God complex and everything else, because what I realized is this isn't as much an ego thing as it is somebody that is just, I think, searching for a purpose. Does that sound like, am I going too far?
Yeah. It's like the whole meaning of life thing.
And he's been, like, you know, he's just been that kind of guy his whole life. He's sort of been this guy who thinks a lot. And we want to just sometimes with certain people just say, but you're a great basketball player. Just be that. Like, can't you be happy being that? Because so many people in the world wish they could be that. And what he's letting us know is, no, I can't. There's got to be a bigger purpose than this, and I can't find it. And it really does feel like he's just looking for causes and things to be, because he just can't figure it out. And I think that's the hardest part. Again, it's confusing, and it was meandering, and he was conflicted, because on one hand, he's talking about the cause that he's trying to talk about. And on the other hand, he's understanding the other side of things and going back and forth. And what he's really looking for is for people to just appreciate him. It's just to understand, you know, that I'm going through something right now, and just let me go through it. And that's where I started to really feel bad. Like, you know what? I think he's got, like, we were just celebrating Mental Health Awareness Day last week. Mm-hmm. And here we are. And that's why I really started feeling bad, because I'm very much an advocate for mental health. It is something that I've gone through. I've dealt with a lot of things anxiety-wise and everything else that I've had to get through. And so I actually got annoyed at myself for not recognizing that at first. But you know what it took? I had to hear him.
Right.
Because he didn't talk. And he had a front up the last time he talked. This time there was no front. The filter was off. And that's when I realized this guy needs help and support.
Right.
So let's just hear. We have a couple of very long cuts, but I just want you to get an idea. This is choosing what's best for him, which, you know, gets you an idea, and you'll hear it in his voice. You'll hear what I'm talking about.
Because it's going to continue to revolve around this and that. And, yo, you're going to lose out on money, and you're going to lose out on this. Like, so what? It's not about the money, baby. It's not always about the money. It's about choosing what's best for you. You think I really want to lose money? You think I really want to give up on my dream to go after a championship? You think I really just want to give up my job? You think I really just want to sit at home and not go after the things with my teammates that I've been able to grow with, to learn with, to learn that it takes sacrifice in this space? Because we could be easily at home chilling with our families, but we're choosing to go out there and perform.
Well, see, again, that's where the conflict comes in. You don't choose to go out there and perform. You signed a contract. That's the only the remaining criticism I have of this now is you have an obligation, like everyone else does. You signed a contract. There's an obligation to that. There's accountability here. And that's, I think, what has most people set off. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're going to have this is a very polarizing topic, vaccine, no vaccine. That's polarizing. But just sports and making it about sports, this is a team. This is your commitment to a team. And those who love sports, the team aspect is one of the most compelling parts of it.
It's the most beautiful thing and we have in this world, the fact that people can come.
But he's getting support from his teammates still.
Right. I mean, because they probably understand what space he's in, and like, he's confused. And what he's trying to do is find a sense of purpose. But while he's trying to find his purpose, he still needs to be able to find balance, right? Because, you know, a career and a purpose are two different things. And sometimes a career is a purpose and you can lead that way. But the best thing he can do to try and be able to forward his purpose is to play basketball, because it gives him a platform to speak. Now, he's a guy that has his own platform. You know, basketball is part of it, but he's a guy that can have his own platform, because now at this point he's a superstar. So whenever he speaks, people are going to listen. But why not use basketball and the platform that basketball has to magnify your message or what you're trying to get, get understood.
But I feel like that's where he's conflicted, because I think he's one of these guys. He's a thinker and he's a very sensitive person, clearly. And I think he is lost in that, what am I doing? I'm just playing basketball. There's things going on in the world. People are hurting.
But you have
people
a whole offseason to be able to do other things.
You can do things while you're doing it.
I mean, we saw that LeBron and the Banana Boat Crew and what they use with Trayvon Martin came out to bring awareness about social issues going on and affecting the black community. Like, so, like, you can
that
use
was,
that.
Wasn't that at the ESPYs? That was LeBron, yeah, was ESPYs. Carmelo, right. Dwayne Wade, and Chris Paul.
Yeah. You got to be a good player to be able to go and be on the ESPYs where they give you the platform to stand on the stage. So it's like certain things that basketball helps, right? Like, you talk about Nike, the brand that he represents. He can use them to help, but that only works and happens if he continues to play outstanding basketball.
I think, and I mean this sincerely, this isn't taking a shot. I think he needs help. I do. I think he needs help. And I think there's people around him that have been trying to get him there. But this Instagram for him was alarmingly confusing and erratic and conflicted. It was a ramble that was befitting of someone who's desperate to get sympathy and support rather than just accept the accountability part of it. I'm leaving my teammates in a lurch. You know, we have great expectations here and I'm going through this and I should be there with them, but I'm not. And, you know, now all this pressure is coming on me and you could tell he's just struggling with it. Nowhere he acknowledges the responsibility as a teammate. I've never heard him once acknowledge that, or someone who has a contract that with a team that said, I will be there.
Yeah,
you know, and follow all the rules that comes with it. I mean, you know, he's talking about it, the vaccine. It's about the vaccine, but I don't think it's about the vaccine. I really don't. I think there's more to this, and that's the part. You know, I mean, and then the media thing, when he talks about how he's talked in the past about how insignificant the media is and why he doesn't want to talk to them, but yet you could tell he hears everything, because otherwise, why would he come out and then respond address to things it, yeah, that were said, or strong comments by Stephen A. Smith, of course. So, you know, my question, I guess, is like, does he ever recover from this now? He can come back and play, and he probably will. And it does sound like he's moving closer
towards it, yeah,
to just, you know, he'll have the vaccine, he'll come and play. I just sound like he's doing that, because he pretty much said, I'm not walking away from this. But when he does, what kind of reaction are fans going to have for him? Well, what kind of welcome is he going to have back in the league? How about in the eyes of his own franchise? This is a guy that if you're any team now, including the Nets, do you give him anything more than a one-year deal ever again? Because look at the last couple of years with him. It's just you don't know. And unfortunately, it could all boil down to where he's got some issues that he needs to address. Right. And until he does, this might continue to happen with him.
Well, most teams, I know we had a sports psychologist, and, you know, maybe they need to put him in a setting where he feels comfortable being able to talk about some of the things.
It's a very vulnerable thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. But,
to admit, you know, that you have a weakness, because you can tell he does not like admitting that he has a weakness.
Right. But it's, you know, and sometimes in with males, we don't want to admit that we are vulnerable. And we don't want to be vulnerable.
I totally understand.
And you have to put yourself in a setting, but you have to, you know, if you're the Nets, you set us a setting like that. I can remember Sarah Hickman, who was the sports psychologist for us, would ask me just to come in and talk to her so that the people and the young players that really were struggling walk by, they would know that it was okay, because I wouldn't make fun of them or people wouldn't make fun of them.
Bart's doing it, so I can do it.
Like, it's cool, like everybody do it, because, you know, we had a player in Joe McKnight, God rest his soul, who tragically lost his life, was at the time a kid in Katrina, and he spent 2 weeks on the roof of a house, and he had a lot of trauma because he lost a lot of family members from that. So, like, you know, it was a space where he can feel comfortable, and other players as well. You know, it was a lot of mental health issues on that team that I was on, and it was because we had an office that was so accessible. You didn't have to call somebody. You didn't have to go meet somebody in a place where people can see you walking in. You know, it was just going to meet her in her room inside of our facility, and it made it so much easier for people to get the help that they need.
Yeah, and again, I mean, that's obviously a very important part now of sports today, is recognizing that. And
everybody needs therapy, not just people that's probably, we all struggle with.
Well, that's what we're going to do next. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It'll be your turn now for your conversation. Again, on Bart's top five quarterbacks, Mahomes not in it right now. What do you think of that, and who should be at number one? And this Kyrie Irving situation now, after hearing him speak, did you change any of your opinion either way? We'll have that coming up, your calls. And also, the Nets might not have Kyrie for the foreseeable future, but Vegas hasn't changed their opinion on that team. We'll discuss
way
that
to go, and Patty more Mills,
after Bart tells you this from Straight Talk.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract and to get in on the action. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract, and get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money, straight talk, wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G compatible devices require actual availability, coverage, and speeds may vary. Back after this with your calls. What you want to say?
Brought to you by SelectQuote. Get a free quote today at SelectQuote.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Back, Bart and Han, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. Bart Scott, let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey.
So, and I know you love Ovechkin. You've talked a lot about him.
Yeah, I think he was overshadowed by Crosby, man. He was just as good during the same era.
Well, he's not just as good. He's one of the all-time great goal scorers. In fact, in last night's season opener, and the Capitals beat the Rangers 5-1.
Didn't he score two?
He did hit. He got two goals.
He wasn't even supposed to play, right?
Well, he was injured. They wasn't sure if he was going to play. It was a game-time decision, but, of course, he played. Gets to 732 career goals. That sound like a lot to you?
Did he pass Gordy? He passed Gordy.
He is at number five. He passed Marcel Dion.
Okay. He passed Gordy, though.
He is on his way, of course, to the top spot, which would be the great one.
He passed Gordy.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm working on it. So, Brett Hull's next.
Yeah, Brett Hart play for a second for the Red Wings. So long as we got these wings up there, so yeah. You ain't think I knew that.
I knew you. You know your 90s Red Wings very well.
Yeah,
but he's 36 years old, and here's the thing. You see 732. Wayne Gretzky at 894. And by the way, Wayne, can we get six more to get you to even 900? I mean, come on. Wayne Gretzky could have played like one more year and gotten you six just to get to that even 900. Anyway, it's like Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Falling that shortest of 700. It's like,
nobody would pay him no more money.
Anyways, here's the thing about him, though. He's 36, even though he looks 50. He's 36. He's still one of the great scorers in the game. Can he get to Wayne Gretzky?
No.
Can he catch him?
He bet not catch Gordy. He bet not catch Gordy.
But that's not the question I'm asking. The question is can he do it?
No, I don't think. How many more years would that take? Like, would he average 30 goals a year?
Yeah, it's 30. He'd have to do it for about 4 years.
Nah.
So he'd be 40 years old, be a Tom Brady type kind of thing.
That's like Jaromir Jagr.
Gordy played until he was 50.
It felt like Jaromir Jagr played till he was 50. What is it, two
I think
of
Jagr
them?
Is
was it
still
two
playing.
Of them?
No, Jagr's still playing.
That's the same dude?
He's just playing somewhere else. Overseas.
That's the same dude?
Yeah, man.
I thought that was like his son or something. Oh, gee.
No, it's him.
It's the same dude?
Yeah.
He like 50.
Yeah. Jaromir Jagr was in the league when I was a kid. He's still in the league, and I'm a grown man.
Listen, we're going to stop talking about Tom
Brady. He's not in the league. Jagr's playing in
Europe. Well, he was in the league like maybe a couple years ago.
But no, he was still, I think the Devils were the last team he was with.
Yo, we talking about.
But Ovechkin, because he's such a great goal scorer, and where the game is today with the goal scoring is coming back again, and the fact that he's so prolific, that you don't think like he could get.
I don't. You want me to have him pass Gordy?
Well, I mean, Gordy's 801. I mean, he's already. Two seasons from that, you could.
That's if
two seasons plus.
That's if he has a great season. Like I'm thinking he's slowing down a little bit. I'm hoping he's slowing down a little bit, but I don't think he can catch.
Now here's the argument: he'd be there already if not for two lockouts. His rookie season, he didn't have because they had a lockout. He had to wait a year. The full season lost, and then there was a shortened season in 14, I think 14, 15.
Yeah.
Plus, COVID hit, so they didn't have a full season 2 years ago, and then last year was a short season. So you could argue with all the games that were missed that were not because of injury, because the guy always played. Like, he never missed games.
Well,
you could argue he'd already be there if not for the lockouts and COVID knocking out some games.
Well, Gordy didn't have protein shakes or proper nutrition.
Gordy played till he was
my age.
But
he played through the Great Depression. He didn't have any
good proper nutrition.
He didn't have proper nutrition. Gordy's the greatest ever. But it's crazy, though. Like, who goes down in history better, him or Crosby?
Him or Crosby, that they've been the
They're
rivals
late. I
for
know.
Years.
That's what I'm saying. Who's going down? Allen Hine. Who do you got?
I've got Ovechkin. Great goal scorer.
Better than Crosby?
Breaking moves is that Vegas is not making any moves at all when it comes to the Brooklyn Nets, despite the fact that the Nets have said that they will play for now without Kyrie Irving. Vegas still has them as the favorite to win the NBA championship as the season begins next week, and only days now away from the 75th anniversary season of the NBA. And therefore, that would mean that Vegas is saying Kyrie Irving doesn't move the needle that much when it comes to whether he's in the lineup or out of the lineup, because you have Kevin Durant, you have James Harden. That's a very deep Nets team, a lot of experience on that team. So they do not move the needle there. They remain the favorite regardless of the issues and the drama involving Kyrie Irving and whether or not he'll be available for them this season. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to the Barton Hahn Nation Dr. Pepper call-in line, and we begin with Todd in New York. Todd.
All right, Todd, we can't have ready. Daddy.
No, Todd wasn't ready. Tom's in Tulsa. Tom?
Yeah, guys, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
You guys do an awesome job. Look, with regards to this Kyrie Irving thing, really, I think there's a larger issue here that a lot of people are not talking about enough. Yes, he has a contract, and he's failing to live up to that contract. He's not being a part of the team that he said he wanted to be a part of. But he's also a citizen of a community. He's also a citizen of the United States. He's also an inhabitant of this world. And until more people get on board, I just think this whole world is not going to get out of this rut, this COVID rut that we're in.
Well, that's Tom, that's the much deeper conversation, right? Like, we were just keeping it mainly to sports,
right?
Because there is that, you know, the freedom. There's no rule. It's not a law. You're saying it is a. You're calling it more of a societal responsibility, which
it's
you know
an
that
obligation
is certainly
to your brother.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
it's an argument to be made. It absolutely is the argument to be made.
Yeah, and I think he's selfish. I just think it's selfish.
But what
I
he's
understand
saying,
he's
though,
got a choice.
But I'll tell you what though, Tom. And here's the part where I had that strong language yesterday too, until I heard him, and then I realized that he's not. I don't think he's being selfish. I think he's just completely conflicted, because what he's trying to do is like the easy thing to do is to what everybody's doing, just follow suit. But he's so conflicted about his place in the world and other things that he's hearing about and concerns. I really do. I think he's just so confused at this point. He's sort of lost in it. You know, and that again, Bart, that is the part where I heard him talking. This sounds like a really confused guy who's just trying to figure it all out and doesn't want to do something because he feels he's supposed to.
Yeah, feel like he's being controlled by the system.
Which, there are people that are conspiracy theory people that just get paralyzed because they're afraid to do anything because they think everything's a conspiracy.
It took us 4 years for him to realize that the earth was flat. I was trying to tell him, drive to the end of it then and just fall off.
There always is that, right? Like, if you believe it's flat, can you just,
to
the end?
Just go to the end.
Just go to the end.
And say, okay, let me put my hand out. Oh, I'm out in space. Oh, let me take it back. Ah, that burned.
Just ask William Shatner. He was there, legit in space.
But he's going vertical. To go to space. He's not going horizontal.
Yeah, but he did.
If the world was flat, he can go horizontal.
More coming up, including your calls. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
I holla.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.